Return to Limitless Love by Dina Kilgore. I think as Christians we recognize that God's love for us is limitless. We've learned that in the Bible and we've taken that to heart. I wrote a blog on this topic many months back, which I'll link at the bottom of the written blog. And it was coming from a place where we as Christians know and try to fathom how much God truly loves us. However, it's a bit harder to recognize and accept that God's love for those that have wronged us or wronged other people, especially people we love, is also limitless. The person who broke your heart? The person who bullied you in school? The person who stole from you? The person who lied about you to someone else? The drunk driver that knew better than to get behind the wheel? Yeah, those people. Them? Yes, them. Along with what we like to call the worst of the worst, the people in prison or on death row for crimes they committed in society, we like to put them in a different basket and maybe not think so much about them because we like to trick our brains into thinking how bad they are and how God could never love them as much as he may love us. Well, friends, that's not the case at all. God does not love them any less than he loves us. It's hard to wrap our heads around the fact that God loves a committed felon as much as he loves us. It's almost like I could argue that God's love for me is less if it's on the same plane as that of a felon. But that's not true at all. The limitless love that God has for me, he also has for the felons and offenders in this world. And everyone, good, bad, and indifferent. Everyone. In the Bible, when everyone was accusing the prostitute, Jesus looked around at everyone holding stones and ready to stone this woman to death and asked, "Would the person who never sinned cast the first stone?" One by one, they all dropped their stones and walked away. None of us are perfect. We have all sinned, every single one of us. We may label sins differently as humans in order of importance to us, but that's not scriptural. God looks at all sin as sin. And remember, it doesn't matter how we look at it. It matters how God looks at it. I saw a sign on my Instagram feed that said, "Before you judge someone, make sure you're perfect." Wow, that's a big pill to swallow, as none of us are perfect. But we all like to judge. If you don't, hats off to you, my friend. I believe this is something that we may struggle with often. Remembering that God's love doesn't just linger over us as Christians, it also covers those that are not Christians. Jesus died on the cross for every man, woman, and child ever born. Everyone has the option to come to Jesus, and he'll have open arms to every single person that accepts him as their Savior. Always remember, none of us are perfect, not me, not you, and all of us have sinned. Leave the judging up to God, as he's the only perfect one who has earned that right. Know where your place is and let God's love shine upon everyone. Even that person that hurt or rejected us? Yes, especially them.